Welcome to Come and See, your podcast for finding truth in a world of chaos. Brought to you by Living Waters Abide Ministries. With host and founder, Richard Case, and co-host and retreat leader, Kathy Riccone. Join us every weekday at this time to discuss news, spend time in the Word, and receive answers to your personal questions about living life in God's truth. And now your host, Richard Case.
Well, happy and merry Christmas Eve, Kathy.
Merry Christmas Eve.
This is December the 24th, and it's a Wednesday this year. And we actually thought, you know, actually how we wound up doing this is we actually thought this would be a good day to start our devotion for today and tomorrow, that, you know, people are going to be occupied and busy. And we've been talking about forgiveness, reconciliation, which, by the way, we pray that everybody has a good Christmas. Mm-hmm. And learns absolutely how to not get entangled, you know, in all the stuff that may come up. But it's always a special, beautiful time. Linda and I and the family look forward to Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. And mm-hmm. we have some great, great little traditions. You know, what do you typically guys do on Christmas Eve?
Well, we have traditions, all kinds of traditions. Yet, as you know, we are in a transitional phase. And so we're redefining sometimes our Christmas Eve now. In the last couple of years, we've had to kind of shift whether our traditions, we pretend Christmas Eve is Christmas the day before the day after. So some of that happens, but the ones that seem to be holding no matter what is the idea, obviously, of doing like a Christmas Eve service and gathering to worship together and being with the family, being with friends in that. Absolutely. Christmas Eve dinner is a big deal at our house. And we actually do. Dan makes a homemade lasagna. Mm. That he and Anna, for years now, they roll out the noodles and everything for it. So it is a from scratch, fantastic meal that everyone looks forward to. So some of those things are definitely things that are holding. We are literally learning as a family who has had so many traditions. And as we've talked about before, traditions are actually really important when you're raising your children too, for them to have these bedrock things that they count on and that they look forward to. And it helps them form their identity as an essential right. part of your family, as a child of God, all of that. I have recently shared with a friend of mine who co-teaches with mom's ministry, we need to now, as we're getting into this stage in life, we need to not only teach a lesson on tradition, but on transition, because mm-hmm. transition gets interesting. And you guys, you know, y'all are all about that this year. This has been, you have a very different year coming up. And sometimes we do have to take a step back and say, okay, what are the bedrock things? What do we absolutely keep? And then there are things we have to learn to roll with as things transition.
Yeah,
it's a sweet Christmas Eve is just a sweet, sweet time of worship for us. We always, always read the Christmas story, always do a worship service, always have just a sweet meal, community fellowship together in that. And then there's lots of other things that get sprinkled in and out, but those are the bedrocks, right?
Yep. Yeah, that's beautiful. Same for us. You know, we have beautiful tradition. Linda, through our, ever since we've been married, so now it's 55 years, she's made this fantastic shrimp soup. She has shrimp and then ham. When there's like Shara and some of the, a couple of the boy, or Joshua has an allergy to shellfish.
Oh,
so
no.
we have onion soup for them, but we make it all from scratch. And interesting, I found out, this is probably now, maybe 20 years ago or so, that I have an allergy to shellfish shells.
Oh, interesting.
I can eat shrimp, but if I touch the shells, I completely blow up.
Oh, that's interesting.
My eyes get red and puffy, and it's really bad. I mean, it's really bad. And so I can't touch the shell. So everybody thinks I'm faking it, but I'm not.
I really can't help. I promise.
I cannot help you. I'm sorry. So I don't peel the shrimp for sure. So we have the shrimp soup. So we prepare it. It takes a while. We prepare it during the day, and then we'll go to a Christmas Eve service with candlelight.
You just love that? There's something so special about Christmas Eve service, right?
Yeah. And then we'll come home. We'll have our dinner, and then We will go and read the Christmas story. We have our own candlelight service. Linda adds a little fun. So we have to wear like reindeer hats and stuff, and we'll sing Christmas carols.
That's great.
And it's kind of fun to watch that and be part of that. And then she developed this thing called the Jesus stocking. And what we do is we put the names of everybody in a stocking. And on Christmas Eve, we'll just go around the room and everybody pulls out a name. Mm-hmm. And that name is somebody that you're going to write about and then pray for next year.
Oh, I love that.
And so it'll say, this is how, you know, I see you. And then I'm going to pray for this, you know, for you next year. And then we'll do that actually. Generally we do that at Christmas or excuse me, New Year's Day is
That's
when we hand
fantastic.
Out the, when we hand
yeah.
out those things. But we do that, Christmas Eve. So it's quite fun. And then, of course, when the kids were little, you know, they would go to bed and we'd put the presents out under the tree. And now they're adults, so they just all get the presents. We put them under the tree and say, I will get to it tomorrow morning. You know, used to be the kids would really get up super early, you know, and now as they get older, it's like, nah, it's not important. When they finally wake up, you know, and go, we'll have our Christmas morning. So Christmas Eve is beautiful. But as we think about today, it's a day of expectation and getting excited for what's about, you know, the purpose of Christmas. Let's read this interesting story about Joseph in Matthew 1, 18 to 25.
Sure. It says, now the birth of Jesus Christ was as follows. After his mother Mary was betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with the child of the Holy Spirit. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man and not wanting to make her a public example, was minded to put her away secretly. But while he thought about these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take to you Mary, your wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit. And she will bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. So all this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the Lord through the prophet, saying, behold, the virgin shall be with child and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which is translated God with us. Then Joseph, being aroused from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord commanded him, and took to him his wife, and did not know her till she had brought forth her firstborn son, and he called his name Jesus.
Yeah. So obviously, you know, we know that Joseph had an issue. Mm-hmm. Like, uh-oh. And by the way, this is where the Jewish tradition was that you would get engaged, betrothed, and you'd wait a year.
Right.
Two things would happen during that year. One is that you as the husband would go prepare a room or a place in your father's house.
Mm-hmm.
And you would expand the house by adding another place for you, which by the way, Jesus says in John 14, I'm preparing a place for you when you come to be with me.
Right.
And it's kind of cool. So they would work on that, get that done. And then two is you'd wait the whole year to make sure that everybody was pure.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he finds out that, you know, she's pregnant, but they haven't had any sexual relations. He says, I've got to either stone her. I could stone her. I'll just put her away. And the interesting thing, as we think about Christmas Eve, he says, as he was pondering this.
Mm-hmm.
So as you look at Christmas Eve this year, it's okay to think about, you know, there's some difficulties going on in my life or our life right now. And I'm going to ponder that. And look for your answer, God.
Right.
And anticipation, because I know that Jesus was born and came, you know, came. And he says, so he said, I'm going to tell you what happened. The Holy Spirit, you know, an angel told him what happened and then said, call his name Jesus. And Joseph knew what that meant is the word Jesus, Joshua is Savior, Deliverer, is he's going to save the world of their iniquity.
Mm-hmm.
So Jesus, understand it's who is my solution is Jesus. And then after he's born, they're going to call his name Emmanuel, which means what?
God with us.
God, he says, it's not just a theology.
Mm-hmm.
It's a personal relationship. God is going to be with you.
Yeah. And this is what has been promised.
And this is what's promised. And so as you look at Christmas Eve this year is to ponder the things that are on your heart and say, Jesus, who's going to be born, and I'm going to celebrate the birth of Christ, is the answer.
Mm-hmm.
And he gets to be with me, and I get to be with him. And I can trust that. So I'm going to get excited about celebrating today. And then tomorrow is to make sure that I bring about the true meaning of this. It's not just a day of gift giving or Santa Claus, but rather it's a day of Christ's birth, which meant he came to be our deliverer and he's with us, God with us, Emmanuel.
Right. And once again, an exclamation point on God's faithfulness.
Yes.
You know, the Israelites waited for many, many years for the Messiah to come, but indeed he did come.
Yep.
You know, he is faithful. Yep. He is always faithful.
Yep. We just pray, Father, that everyone understands the encouragement you gave Joseph, that Jesus, the Savior, the Salvator, the Deliverer, is here and that he will be with us and you are walking with us. And all the issues we have can be resolved, even the tricky ones like Joseph faced. And so we just pray that we'll receive that. We'll actually celebrate Christmas Eve in a beautiful way, get excited about it, release the burdens, and prepare for tomorrow to celebrate the full birth of Christ and to make sure all around us understand the true meaning of Christmas Day. We thank you and praise you in Christ's name.
Amen. Well, thank you so much for sharing, Rich. Thank you, listeners, for joining us on Christmas Eve. Wishing you all a blessed, blessed Christmas with Jesus completely at the center of it all. Enjoy. Look forward to seeing you next time.
Yep. See you then.
Thank you for joining us for today's episode of Come and See, your podcast for truth in a world of chaos. Brought to you by Living Waters Abide Ministries. Send us your questions and comments and tune in tomorrow for more answers to your personal questions about living life in God's truth. Remember, God's will is best and none better. His truth brings peace in this world of chaos.